This is WKSU News. I'm Tim Rudell. Sherrod Brown says that even with the drama of the wall and other contentious issues in Washington, he's focusing on getting what he feels is key legislation introduced in the Senate.
In a one-on-one phone conversation from the Capitol, Senator Brown spoke about the nation's economic future, and in particular about bills he wants to move forward to help the middle class grow and to make health care more affordable across the board.
Senator, as I understand it, one of the pieces of legislation you're proposing would eliminate the Trump administration tax cuts for higher income Americans and kind of replace that with cuts for the middle class.
We have seen tax policy in the Trump administration is you give tax cuts to the wealthiest people, 70% of the tax breaks, with the belief that it's going to trickle down. And we haven't seen it in increased wages, and we haven't seen it as people are figuring out their taxes. And our legislation's pretty simple. It's all about increasing the earned income tax credit for working families. 50 million Americans would get anywhere from $3,000 and up back in their pockets under the provisions of this bill. It would extend the tax credits to students, to people raising children or caring for aging parents. That's where we want to focus our tax bill and grow the economy from the middle out, not this discredited tax cuts for the rich and hope it trickles down.
And talking about the other bill that you're working on is, I guess, a shift from taxes to issues of health care.
There are still millions of Americans that don't have insurance. I want to get to universal insurance. I want to help people now. I want to build on the Affordable Care Act, on Obamacare. And the way to do that is to create a public option for people to choose to go into a Medicare-like program, health insurance at whatever age, and to extend Medicare to early buy-in by choice. If you're 50 years old, if you're 58, if you're 62, and you've either lost your job or you're unhappy with your insurance or your small business is closed down, you would have the option of buying into Medicare. Because fundamentally, the biggest problem in healthcare is it just costs too much for far too many people, and they can't get the kind of insurance and the kind of care they need.
A much talked about aspect of healthcare cost is the cost of prescription medication and the affordability or lack of it. What are your thoughts on that?
One of the things we should do, and I'm introduced a bill to tell the Secretary of Health and Human Services to negotiate directly with the drug companies the cost of prescription drugs. The Veterans Administration does that on behalf of 7 million veterans. It saves immense amount of money for those veterans and for taxpayers. We should do exactly the same thing with Medicare overall. We also ought to take away the deductibility of advertising. There's no reason taxpayers should subsidize these incredible numbers of drug ads. Those are just a couple of the things we need to go after drug pricing.
This is also pharmacy-related, but it has to do more with international trade and American companies going increasingly to China and India for the production of pharmaceuticals, and with an increasing number of recalls in drugs coming from those countries that turn out to be contaminated. Can anything be done to when it comes to the pharmaceutical companies importing their drugs from these foreign manufacturers?
Astounding to me that the drug companies, these big gargantuan drug companies where executives make tens of millions of dollars, that they can't trace back where all their materials and all their ingredients come from, whether it's villages in China or whether it's a company in Ohio. And they need to be held accountable if there are contaminated ingredients because they can't trace back their supply chain when they manufacture a drug to be used in Kent or Toledo or Cincinnati or Manchester. Those companies need to be held responsible. And it's amazing to me that we have a White House that just doesn't care about enforcing those rules and enforcing that accountability. So we're taking drugs that even the companies don't know where all the ingredients come from.
That's Senator Sherrod Brown from Washington. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.